This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A new U.S. plan to deliver aid to Gaza is set to begin, with a massive ship heading to the eastern Mediterranean loaded with gear to begin construction of a floating pier to deliver aid to Gaza amid the ongoing conflict. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
The United States Army deployed a vessel from Virginia to the Mediterranean carrying equipment to build a temporary pier. While it will likely be weeks, with some estimates as high as 60 days before the pier becomes operational, the plan is to have a floating base of operations to deliver aid to Palestinian territories. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population faces starvation. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that tens of thousands of Hamas terrorists have been killed during Israel's war in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Netanyahu said on Sunday at least 13,000 quote-unquote terrorists were among Palestinians killed and vowed to press ahead with an offensive in the south of the enclave, a move U.S. President Joe Biden has described as his red line. Nearly 31,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza during the five-month-long war. Hamas dismisses Israel's toll for militants as an attempt to portray what it calls fake victories. Biden and his aides have urged Netanyahu in strong terms not to launch a major offensive in Rafah until Israel crafts a plan for mass evacuation of civilians. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in the Rafah area. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The leader of Yemen's branch of al-Qaeda is dead, according to the militant group. Khalid al-Batarfi had a $5 million bounty on his head from the U.S. government over leading the group of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the U.S. is flying forces to Haiti for embassy security and some evacuations.
The U.S. military says forces started landing at the embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Sunday, evacuating non-essential personnel. Gangs mainly control the neighborhood around the U.S. compound, where violence has been rampant and deadly. Guyana's president, Mohamed Irfan Ali, chairman of CARICOM, is inviting select world leaders, including the U.S., to meet Monday.
The situation on the ground remains dire and is of serious concern to us.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who is facing calls to resign or form a transitional council, has been unable to return home after traveling abroad trying to secure a UN-backed police force with no success. I'm Julie Walker.
Religious leaders have seen the crescent moon in Saudi Arabia, home to the holiest site in Islam, marking the start of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. AP's Rika Ann Garcia reports on this period of religious reflection, family get-togethers, and giving across the Muslim world.
As they savor the traditions, the troubles faced by fellow Muslims are never far from anyone's mind. This year, the war and hunger in Gaza cast a dark shadow over the celebrations. In Rafah, people are seen carrying on with their prayers within the rubble of a mosque that was destroyed. Muslims try to avoid conflict and focus on acts of charity during the holy month. However, the war in Gaza is looming large over this year's Ramadan for many Muslims. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Portugal's political future is hanging in the balance after an election that has left two moderate mainstream parties closely contesting the race and an unprecedented surge in support for a populist party that finished third. They will have to wait weeks for a decision on the winner, as the counting of ballots and votes abroad decide the distribution of four seats. The center-right Social Democrat-led Democratic Alliance won 79 seats in the 230-seat National Assembly. The center-left Socialist Party, in power the past 8 years, got 77 seats. The hard-right Chega Party captured 48 seats in an unprecedented challenge to politics as usual. It's underscoring a drift to the right in the European Union. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.